tonight. The way we danced till three. The way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Couple new releases in that last set. We wrapped up with a soon-to-be-released big band project from trombonist, composer, and leader Nick Finzer, his debut recording with his 18-piece big band from the album The Jazz Orchestra, Volume 1. We heard the track We the People, and the group is an all-star lineup of rising star jazz musicians in the New York City jazz scene. Singer Billie Holiday before that, on a recording January 9th, 1957, of They Can't Take That Away From Me. I took that off of a 1992 compilation called Billie's Best, with some solo work from trumpet player Harry Sweets Edison and tenor Ben Webster. And the set started with a new release off Smoke Session Records from pianist Eric Scott Reed. Off of his album Out Late, we heard Delightful Daddy. And that group is trumpet player Nicholas Payton, tenor player Eric Alexander, bassist Peter Washington, and drummer Joe Farnsworth. Well, coming up now, music out of the Phoenix, Arizona jazz scene. Latest album from guitarist Jeff Libman. From the album Feet Off the Ground, this is The Elbow. Thank you. last set, we wrapped it up with music from pianist Kenny Warner off his album Lawnchair Society. That was Uncovered Heart, a track that features a big bass solo from bassist Scott Coley. Music out of the Montreal jazz scene before that from trumpet player Kevin Dean off of his album A Message from the Dean. We heard Pony Ride, and that project sees him working with pianist Andre White, bassist Alec Walkington, and drummer Dave Lang. And the set started with new music out of the Phoenix, Arizona jazz scene, guitarist Jeff Libman, working with pianist Michael Kokur, bassist Ben Hedquist, and drummer Lewis Nash. Off of Jeff's album Feet Off the Ground, we heard The Elbow. Hey, and just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find a link to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca.
Up your hand.